This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. A U.S. official says that potential Islamic State threats against Americans in Afghanistan are forcing the U.S. military to develop new ways to get evacuees to the airport in Kabul. The official says small groups of Americans and possibly other civilians will be given specific instructions on what to do, including movement to transit points where they can be gathered by the military. The official spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss military operations. The changes come as the U.S. Embassy issued a new security warning Saturday, telling citizens not to travel to the Kabul airport without individual instruction from a U.S. government representative. Officials declined to provide more specifics about the IS threat, but described it as significant. The Biden administration is considering calling on U.S. commercial airlines to provide planes and crews to assist in transporting Afghan refugees once they are evacuated from the country by military aircraft. The U.S. Transportation Command says in a statement that the Pentagon has not approved or ordered any activation of commercial airlines as allowed under the Civil Reserve Air Fleet Program. The voluntary program adds to military aircraft capability during a crisis related to a national defense, but the Transportation Command says it has issued a warning order to U.S. carriers on the possible activation of the program. Palestinian health officials say Israeli gunfire wounded 24 Palestinians, including a 13-year-old boy who was shot in the head during a protest along Gaza's border with Israel. In Israel, meanwhile, officials say a policeman has been critically wounded by Palestinian gunfire. The violence was reminiscent of the weekly rallies organized by Gaza's Hamas rulers in 2018 and 2019 to draw attention to Israel's stifling blockade over the tiny seaside territory. This is VOA News. The Reverend Jesse Jackson and his wife Jacqueline have been hospitalized after testing positive for COVID-19. That's according to a statement Saturday. The 79-year-old Jackson, a famed civil rights leader and two-time presidential candidate, is vaccinated against the virus and received his first dose in January during a publicized event. As he urged others to receive the inoculation as soon as possible, he and his wife are being treated at Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago. Catastrophic flooding in the U.S. state of Tennessee has left at least 8 dead and dozens missing Saturday's rains washed away homes and rural roads, according to authorities. The county sheriff, Chris Davis, told news outlets more than 30 people have been reported missing. Two of the bodies recovered were toddlers who had been swept away from their father. The county, which is about 60 miles west of Nashville, Tennessee, saw more than 15 inches of rain, according to the Tennessean, prompting water rescues, road closures, and communications disruptions. A cruise ship headed for the Mexican Riviera set sail from the port of Long Beach on Saturday, the first cruise ship to depart from California in 17 months. Carnival Corporation says that the Carnival Panorama is on a 7-day voyage and will stop in the Mexican ports of Cabo San Lucas and before returning to Long Beach. Hard hit by the pandemic, the cruise industry has battled the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention over health requirements for resuming sailing in U.S. waters. The company says its operational protocols exceed CDC recommendations. People evacuated popular beach communities and made last-minute runs on batteries and gasoline as Hurricane Henry turned closer to Long Island and southern New England. While officials pleaded with millions of people in the storm's path to brace themselves for torrential rain and storm surges, Hurricane Henry was on course to collide Sunday in the late morning or afternoon with a long stretch of coastline as hurricane warnings extended from near the old whaling port of New Bedford, Massachusetts, across the luxurious oceanfront estates of New York's Hamptons to the summer getaway of Fire Island. Intense winds and potentially dangerous tidal surges were expected as far east as Cape Cod and as far west as the New Jersey shore. Utilities warned ensuing power outages could last a week or even more. Governors urged people to stay home during the brunt of the storm. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.